So they need to surge them. I mean, the troops in Afghanistan. Splurge them. And I don't know if that's the right word. I'm trying to be a poet here. That means go in and blast those Taliban from Afghanistan right to Allah hell, if that makes sense. Because that's just a big disaster waiting to happen. And get this report. Iran has been paying the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. And I'm going to give you a connection here in a little bit. And this comes from an article on Fox News. At least five Iranian companies in Afghanistan's capital are using their offices covertly to finance Taliban militants in provinces near Kabul, according to a Sunday Times investigation. Get this. Afghan intelligence and Taliban sources have told the newspaper that the firms set up in the past 6 months provide cash for a network of district Taliban treasurers to pay battlefield expenses and bonuses for killing the enemy and destroying their vehicles. The Iranian companies win contracts to supply materials and logistics to Afghans involved in reconstruction. The monies often come in the form of aid from foreign donors. Profits are transferred through poorly regulated Afghan banks, including the Kabul Bank. There's rumors that Obama wants to try and bail it out. That's unbelievable, which is partially owned by President Hamid Karzai's brother, and to Tehran and Dubai. From these countries, the money returns to Afghanistan through informal Islamic banking system known as the Halala, to be dispersed to the Taliban. It's crazy. Iran is paying bonuses of $1,000 for killing an American soldier and $6,000 for destroying a U.S. military vehicle. I think what needs to be done is spend some more money, surge the troops, get in there, blow those Taliban right to hell, and then get the hell out of there, because it's nothing but a crooked government. It'll never be civilized. They haven't been civilized for 100 years, and they probably never will again. Cut your losses and get out. It's a disaster waiting to happen with Iran floating around the corner, and then concentrate military resources on Iran and North Korea, because if not now, but probably in my lifetime, there's going to be some kind of a conflict there where they're going to have to be dealt with. Dealing with the Taliban isn't working. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.